Hey guys, winning isn't just a momentary triumph. It's a mindset that transforms ordinary people into extraordinary achievers. And if there's one person who embodies this ethos, it's our guest speaker today, Sean Harper. From battling in the trenches of the NFL to navigating the complexities of the corporate boardroom, Sean has mastered the art of winning. But what makes his story even more compelling is his mission to help others find their inner champion. As a motivational coach, author, and CEO, he's developed a philosophy he calls Winology. We're going to talk about today. It's designed to unlock the winner within each of us. So if you've ever wondered what it takes to win, not just once, but consistently in every aspect of life, then you're in for a treat. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot wait to hear what Sean has to say, how he's going to teach us and lift us up. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say welcome to A Funny Way of Looking, where diverse voices are speaking to open minds. We do that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're going to learn a lot today from our guest, Sean Harper. Sean, how are you doing, man?
I am doing absolutely wonderful. I love that intro, too, by the way.
I read it, and I go like, man, I get to talk to this guy. And then were you dancing in the chair, too?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. The whole that flash part, and I was like, all right, I'll see you.
I like it, man. Yeah. The hardest question I got for you today. This is absolutely it. Who do you want to do a shout out to, man?
Well, you know what? Selfishly, you know, I would love to say, you know, people that's in my, you know, inner circle, but I want to do a shout out to all the winners out there. And that's basically everyone that can hear my voice. You are a winner. And it is my hope and it's my dream and my intention that before this podcast over, you'll realize it and you'll run with it and you'll dominate whatever space you're in.
I'm listening. I'm ready to actually do some winning myself. So thank you for that. Let's jump right into it. So, you know, you've had an incredible journey. I mean, not everybody in the world gets to go into the NFL or into the boardroom and then just keep going on from there to being a motivational coach. Like, just describe that journey, man. How'd you go from NFL to boardroom to becoming the motivational coach?
You know what? It is a really trippy scenario because most people think that, you know, you play professional sports, you know, you played football, you're a business owner. I'm sure you've had things going your way your entire life and silver spoon, or you were slated to be the star athlete and nothing could be further from the truth. I was documented with like 4 to 5 learning disabilities, kicked out of a couple schools for disciplinary issues. I left high school with a 1.62 accumulative GPA, not on my ACT. I stuttered my entire life. I couldn't complete a sentence till college, voted most likely to fail. And in sports, I wasn't even honorable mention all conference. I mean, I was the guy that, you know, got the dreaded participation trophy. This guy was all city, all state, all intergalactic universe, first team. And then here's Sean Harper. It's like, yeah, okay, hurry up, stand up. And in fact, you know, what's so crazy is that I still have that participation trophy. I put it on my wall. And basically, I was at the bottom of the bottom of the barrel, single parent setting, had 5 brothers and sisters. And everything changed when I got a phone call. A junior college in Mason City, Iowa, wanted me to come play football. And I hung up on that. I'm like, coach, I'm not coming up there. You're not hung up on that, coach. But something deep within me began to speak, and it was my dream. And in each person, there's a dream. And, you know, a dream is like a seed. You can often count the number of seeds in an orange, but you can never count the number of oranges in the seed, right? And it's like, boom, it's like, yeah. So I called the coach back. I said, I will go to Iowa to play football. And on the first year playing at that junior college in Mason City, Iowa, I didn't even start. In fact, I sat the bench probably maybe 1 or 2 plays the entire season, probably none. I didn't play at all. And I had this conversation going into the second season. I said, actually, it was at spring. And the conversation was, you know what? I can't be successful. You know, and I had all the excuses and the reasonings why I can't be successful. I mean, I was in straight victim mode, right? Because they told me, Sean, you know, you have disabilities, Sean, you're this and you're lazy, you're dumb. And, you know, but then I said, but I can win. And the moment I said I can win, what happened is that my life, my outlook, my perspective, my energy, everything in me lined up with that word win. And it's kind of like those, sci-fi movies where you hit one switch and it's like a 200 million square foot warehouse all lights up like do 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 do. I said, I can win. I can win this game called life. I'm here to win. I'm not here to lose. I'm here to win. And I began to look at everything different. I saw obstacles as opportunities. I went from sitting on the bench to that next year being voted into the Junior College Hall of Fame, first team all region, full scholarship, Indiana University. And I started the whole process all over again. But this time, the concept of who I was that time and today is that I'm a winner. I'm chosen to win. And I got that. And this is going to trip you out, but I got that from the fact that I was reading in class one day, and there were, and I learned that there's millions and millions of sperm cells, but only one gets to fertilize the egg. And I said, you know what? I'm the winner. And I can tie that to a particular factual event. If I have a navel, if I have a belly button, that means I'm a winner, which is why we love sports, which is why we love gaming, which is why we love gambling, which is why we love so much competition. It's because we are programmed, we are created from an early age to win. And so I was able to tap into that win now as my self-concept. And I moved out of creation and I moved into something much, much, much more powerful. And that's manifestation. So everything that I was weak at became my strength. I was weak in football. I became a professional football player.
You did.
I stuttered my entire life. I became a motivational speaker. I'm from a broken family. I've been married for 24 years. Is that I'm going to let you write me off and I'm going to come back and I'm going to break your pencil because I am a winner and so are you.
Man, I want to ask you two big questions. I know I got to get out. One is I'll let you think about it. One is the concept of participation trophies, and two is I want to talk about winology. So what is your I see a lot of sports teams these days, especially for kids, and they get participation trophies. What's your thought about giving everybody a trophy and do give them participation trophies? What's your thought about that?
I will go with a participation trophy only if the victor's trophy is set apart. It has to be a bigger, better trophy. Because what happens is that you are actually stripping and you are taking the motivation to win away. It's like, okay, it doesn't matter. Like, yay, everyone's a winner, which is true, but you gotta walk that out. It's like you can break a kid's desire for achievement that way. No way. It's like, no. Because what happens in life when they really come up against a failure, when they really come up against that adversity, and there's no participation trophy, they might crack.
Yep, I hear you. I love that idea of giving the trophy, but make the winner trophy that's that 10 times bigger. Okay, all right. Let's talk about winology. That's yours. I love that word. Talk about winology. What is it for us?
So I actually, and this kind of gets me in trouble a lot, but I draw a distinction between winning versus success. We are probably around the third or fourth grade when you learn that Santa Claus is not real. They teach you a new concept, and that concept is called success. And so success is about looking the part. Winning is about being the part. Okay. So now, it's okay. You can drive a nice car because you have, debt and credit and forms of bondage, and you're living in subdivisions and houses where you can afford, and all the stress because you're living from an image base versus an identity base. Okay. Winning to me is the fullest expression of who you are mentally, spiritually, socially, emotionally, financially. Yes. And my favorite is legacy. It's pushing yourself past you. And the greatest competitor is not the people around you. The greatest competitor is you. It's getting what's in you out of you. And you can aspire and push yourself to where you know you can be. And if you don't measure up, it's okay. But what hurts is when you push yourself or I'm sorry, you don't push yourself and you allow people to judge what's your best. And now they give you a pat and you're satisfied with that. You didn't win. And you know you didn't win.
Gotcha. Let's say you're you've been on big stages for sure. And you've got, let's say you're on this virtual stage and it's a 100,000 seat audience, right? And you've got one microphone, it's you on stage, there's 100,000 people in the audience and you're talking to them. What is the one message that you want to get across to everybody in that stadium?
Outside of the fact that you are a winner, that you're born to win. I mean, it seems kind of cliche-ish, but I tell you, man, that really breaks down self-esteem. That breaks down self-hatred. That breaks down a lot, low self-actualization. It breaks it down. But if there was something that, you know, that is really, you know, extremely tangible, is that the only reason why winners are winners, well, the main reason why is, number one, they know who they are. And number two, they have persistence through resistance, is that when you get knocked down, not if you get knocked down, but when you get knocked down, if you can look up, baby, you can get up. And if you study the lives of some of the most powerful and influential people of our time, almost every single one of them had a moment where they failed. They fall down. They hurt. But the difference is that they keep getting back up. In fact, the average millionaire, according to Google, and we all know Google is right, the average millionaire has filed for bankruptcy 3.5 times. Imagine. Wow. Imagine had they quit after the first one, the first failure. Okay.
I want to do something with you because I want to respect your time. We're going to do something fun here. I'm going to play a little game called This or That. I'm going to give you two choices. You can choose one or the other, but you can't choose neither or both. So this is where we get to learn about Sean Harper right here. So let's start out with easy questions, and they'll get a little harder as we go.
This is dangerous. Let me tell you why. Because what you've done is that you have eliminated a third option. I have to choose.
This is how we learn about Sean. let's see how you answer.
Let's go. I love a challenge. Let's go.
Offense or defense? However you interpret that. Offense or defense?
Offense.
Okay. Team win or personal record?
What was that?
Team win or personal record?
Team win.
Okay. Pre-game rituals. How about music or silence?
Silence.
Okay. Are you into morning workouts or evening workouts?
Morning.
Okay. Super Bowl ring or Hall of Fame induction?
Hall of Fame induction.
Okay. Let's go a little bit more intense. How about physical stamina or mental grit?
Mental grit.
Okay. Lead from the front or lead from behind?
From behind.
From behind? Explain that just for a second.
Well, it's because if I can lead from behind, I can leverage the power, the energy, and the momentum of a crowd versus me trying to run in the front and them trying to pull it from me. I can ignite it within them.
All right. How about risk or caution?
Risk.
Okay. Short-term wins or long-term success?
I like short-term wins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, coach's approval or fans' adoration?
Coach.
Yeah. How about an ugly win win ugly or lose beautifully?
Win ugly.
Okay. Win. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Individual talent or team synergy?
Team synergy.
Okay. When we're talking about adversity, motivator or distractor?
Motivator.
Okay. Victory Street. If you're given a victory speech, is it humility or bragging rights?
Humility.
Okay. About a win that you earned through strategy or through willpower?
Willpower.
Okay. Let's talk about maybe some thought-provoking things. How about ethical win or win at all cost?
Ethical.
Okay. Inherited success or self-made victory?
Self-made victory.
Okay. Winning alone or lifting others while winning?
Lifting others while winning.
Okay. Talk about the joy of winning. How about the journey or the destination?
The journey.
Okay. And let's let me give you one more. One big win or consistent smaller wins?
Consistent smaller wins for the people around me.
Okay, I love that, man. Sean, I know you are in a rush and you've got to hit up. You've got some things to do. I want people to be able to stay in touch with you and learn from you, man. So I'm going to pop up some of these banners we got for you. For everyone that is listening as opposed to watching, it's Sean Harper Wins, Shawn, for Sean Harper, Harper Wins, WINS.com. You can also find him over on LinkedIn at Sean Harper 75. That's the number 75. He's also on Facebook and YouTube at Sean Harper Speaks with an S. And on Instagram, it's a little bit different. Sean Harper Speaker as opposed to Speaks. Sean Harper Speaker. And you got to be on TikTok these days. So he's over there at Sean Harper 75. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been amazing today. I've learned already some things that I need to change. And you can find us, and we're going to write about Sean on the website also at afunnywayoflooking.com. And you can find us all over the interwebs on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at A Funny Way of Looking. And of course, the easiest way to find us is just subscribe to our newsletter. Sean, thank you so much for being here. And I certainly appreciate it, man. It's been awesome.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
We will be here. And for everybody, we're out. We'll see you next time.